I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you.
Above.
Long as there above. Are stars. There are stars. Come on. You'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God, only that's you, only perfect. Will you shut me up?
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Isn't that just stunning?
God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you. God only knows what I'd be. God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you. God only knows what God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you. God only knows. Oh, that was fun.
It's weird, isn't it, how that's not funny? It was my idea. People hate it.
I don't know why.
You're insane. Insane.
Come on, Andy. Radio? It's happening.
It's happening? It's all happening.
It's happening.
All right, hang on, Kelly. Hang on.
You move so slow.
I know. Okay, here we go.
You know what I love about you? You are like anti-help to me when I fill in for Ken. I can't look to you for anything. Hey, Andy, where's the theme song?
I don't know, Kelly.
That's your impression of me? That's what I sound like to you? Do that again. That's my voice to you? Wow, it's uncanny. Yeah, if I close my eyes, I don't know who's talking, me or you.
I can't do impressions.
So where did we get... Okay, so we couldn't find our theme song. Ken is...
In space.
No. You know what? You know where Ken is? This is going to infuriate you.
I doubt it.
Because it infuriates me. He's not on vacation. He's not out of town. He's with his family. He's having a family time day.
You have family time.
Yeah, that's true.
Why are you jealous that you are not?
No, but my family's special. When I'm with my family, it's understandable. You've met his family.
His family's special.
Day at home. You're not worth a day off.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah.
I like his family very much.
Which one?
The real one.
The Hoboken family?
Not the
second. Oh,
secret.
They're okay.
Yeah, not
no, the Hoboken family's okay.
Not the second family.
Yeah, the Parsippany family.
Not the Russians.
She's nuts.
She's Russian crazy.
The Parsippany family, gotta love them. The wife and then the boy and then the girl.
Why Parsippany?
I don't know.
I think he'd be in Livingston.
How are you doing, Kelly? Well, thanks for filling in. Now, were you here anyway? You do the books?
I do, but...
What a challenge that must be.
Actually.
Juggling these books here. Because Friedman gets his cut, his secret cut.
There's a couple sets, so it does get complicated.
I'll bet. Hey, let me ask you this. Does anyone in the world know how much we really make during those marathons? Is there a live person somewhere?
You're kind of putting me in an awkward position.
Yeah. Anyone got an accurate count on those marathons?
I don't know how goofy I can be about this.
No, don't be goofy.
I don't know.
I don't want to get you in trouble. But anyway, I appreciate you filling in. This is going to be great. It's great to get a little...
Mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit.
Get a little estrogen in the house.
Yeah, and I'm a guy. You're a gal. I'm... Caucasian, you're African American. No, it's good, a little diversity. I tell people you're African American. That's how we get instant diversity here at FMU. Because it's radio.
Again.
No one knows.
No,
it's radio. We can say everyone's black.
I have no idea how to field this.
That's how you do it. If Ken wants diversity on the station, it's so easy. Just say they're black.
Oh.
Half of our staff, just say it. They're black. So,
It's all you.
Yeah.
You have the mic.
So now we have the most diverse radio station on the East Coast. That's how easy it is. Don't press
Don't
the 7 seconds.
Make me push the button.
No, it's going great. And how you been other than this? You look great.
I do. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you do.
I'm hot. I'm sweaty. My pits stink. And I'm in
Dear God, honey. Why would you? You
I'm
smell
so
great.
I'm miserable right
no,
now.
No, why do you say that?
I'm so sick of this heat in the summer. Ugh.
And do you just, we're going to talk about the weather, really?
But I am glad to be alive.
Every day above ground. Oh, you're trying to segue into
yes.
our, you're trying to segue Ding. Into our topic. But I am glad to be alive. That's your segue into our topic. I have so much to learn about radio from you. That was seamless.
What'd
that
you
was
think
a
of
work
your new
of art.
Intro?
I don't know where you got it. Where did you get
I
that thing?
I don't know where I got it
that
either.
That was me reciting the lyrics to God Only Knows.
Jeff
it must
Moore
be
found it. It was from 2007, and a listener sent it, I think.
Our listeners. Thank you, listener.
I don't know
what
who,
listener?
Though. Montana Hornet.
Listener Montana Hornet.
Must be a big fan, because somebody remixed that.
Yeah. No, Montana Hornet. No, we
You want to hear it again?
No, no, no. No, no.
There's
no,
another one.
No, no.
You hear
no,
that one? It's
no.
Really, it's really good.
Let me thank Montana Hornet for her support. This is me talking again.
This is a different one.
What was the occasion? Why did I record this?
I don't know. I don't think you guys did like 8 million shows. It's probably something to do with the show.
I may not always love you. Long as there are stars above you.
No, nothing.
How did she build? How did she do this?
I don't know. I assumed it was a guy.
Oh.
Women.
It's a guy, yeah.
Women buy makeup and stuff.
Women have better things to do than that.
Yeah. Than 7 second delay mashups.
Yeah.
How's your summer been, Andy?
Montana Hornet.
What's been happening?
Well,
how's work?
Work is, I'm very excited about my toys. I have toys coming out and games.
But don't talk about the toy you just showed me, right?
Yeah, that's a secret toy.
The
yeah,
sex toy line.
It's not a sex toy. I don't do that. Lord knows I don't do that.
You're a family man. You definitely do sex toy stuff.
I don't do sex toys. Why would you? Why would you get into that?
Because you're lacking. You've hit that.
Why would you do that? You mean because I'm 61?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't people get freaky?
Do they?
I'm not. I am, like, done with the whole thing. I'm over it. Not interested. N-I. That's my Facebook status. Not interested.
Well, this is now becoming a horrible show.
That's what you bring me here for. I bring the black. Like you said,
sex
diversity. All right.
How did we get there? My summer.
Yeah.
Well, we had a couple family trips.
Two.
Business is good. We went. I don't remember where we go.
Bahamas.
No.
That's because you went to the Hamptons, didn't you?
I didn't do the
and
Hamptons.
And you're too embarrassed to admit it.
No. Where did we go? We had fun.
Disneyland.
No.
Wyoming.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Disneyland. Yeah, we did L.A. and for one
oh,
day
cool.
we did Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah. Hated it.
Oh, you didn't like it? Yeah, everyone having too much fun for you?
Yeah, I hate people and lines and the heat.
If you're miserable, why aren't they miserable? Yeah.
It makes me think of like a high power rifle.
Yeah, that's how terrorists are born. I'm miserable. What's with all these happy people?
How can I spread that?
Yeah, how can I spread that?
I have an idea.
Hurt people.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
And,
at my personal hell on earth.
But the last few weeks have been, you know, you take the bitter with the sweet. The last few weeks have been tough. Beth's mom passed this week.
I'm really sorry.
Thank you.
That was really awful. Was she?
She was a good person and a sweetheart and made and raised Beth. So we love her for that.
How many siblings does Beth have?
Beth has three siblings. And you know what? You appreciate siblings.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so I was going to talk. We were looking for a topic today, and I was very interested. In my life, I've had a couple of people pass who came up as they were getting weaker and fading and on morphine, you know, and heavily medicated.
The good times, as I call them.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking forward to that?
Absolutely.
But they came up with great last words. Like the last line.
Like you were there, or you?
No, I wasn't there. In either case, I was not there. But Beth's mom, her last words. I don't think they were directed to Beth. They were directed to someone else. But her last words were "thank you." Isn't that the greatest?
But not to Beth.
Well, Beth was the room, but she was addressing someone. The mom happened to be addressing someone
else.
It
sounds like a universal thank you to me.
I think that's how it was interpreted. And isn't that the sweetest?
Isn't
that the greatest two words to say?
And to be able to do it is pretty miraculous.
Yeah. And then my ex-father-in-law, had a house by the lake, and one of his favorite things was he had a dock, and they would all go running to the end of the dock and jumping into the lake. That was their favorite activity. And his last words on earth were, he said it to his wife. He said, I'm running down to the end of the dock. I'm jumping in the lake.
Okay, that one just jumped to the top.
That's a good one.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's as cool as you get. It's almost as if he savored it. It's almost like Neil Armstrong planned that.
It written on his hand.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet. It got me too. So, and I'm wondering, like, do other people, like, do people plan it and harbor it and keep it and then wait until they know they're...
You're close.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. Thank you.
What's your plan?
It makes me want to write a good line, like a real zinger.
Well, with you, it's got to be a good zinger.
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, your best line ever.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. You better get your writing room on it.
I once saw a cartoon in Mad Magazine where a guy's dying, and people are leaning in. He's mumbling something. People are leaning in. And then suddenly he grabs one of the people, and his last line is, "Got you last." That's a great old cartoon.
Steal that.
I can't now. From Mad Magazine or something. So I guess what I wanted to do. Now, Ken didn't think this show would work. I told him about it.
I come in.
Exactly.
Second fiddle says yes to everything.
My suggestion was maybe our listeners have comparable stories. Maybe they also either witnessed or heard some great last lines from relatives.
You can't just make it up.
Yeah, you can't make it up. It has to be real.
No. I like the making up part.
No, you can't make it up. Otherwise, what's the point of this? Ken thought this would be too morbid.
That's humorous.
Oh, yeah,
death
it would be entertaining.
That is hysterical.
But we want to hear real stories about
and not, like,
people's last words.
Not great
not epitaphs, not on the tombstone.
Oh, epitaphs.
Yeah.
Taphs.
Epitaphs, I think.
Like TH?
I think these have to be spoken final words.
Okay.
That are either funny or poignant or significant for some reason.
I'm probably just going to end up farting. Because... Like, I'll be a mess. I'll be on the morphine and...
Yeah. Yeah, you're making that
like
sound really good. Yeah, that
sounds good. Breath of my dying breath. That's funny, right?
Yeah, that's funny, Kelly. You're going to be farting. Yeah.
Okay. So... I don't know what I'm doing.
You're doing great.
I'm literally looking around to make sure I'm doing this right.
No, you're doing great.
Where's the phone thing?
Well, here's the phone number.
Yeah,
should I get the phone number?
You do that. I'm getting the device.
201-209-9368. And here's what we're doing. Now, this you might think is a little gruesome, but I did have this thought. Maybe we could offer a bumper sticker to the best.
Definitely.
To someone with the best last words story.
Definitely. I think it's actually kind of sweet. It's like dark and sweet, like chocolate.
Yeah, like chocolate.
Uh-oh, did I do it right? Hi, you're on the air.
It doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Where's the phone thing, Andy? Is this it? Okay, maybe you're on the air.
Oh, no. Wait, we don't know how to put calls on the air?
No, I don't know how to do anything.
You mean it's going to be an hour of you telling fart stories?
That's all I got. Let's try it again. Hi.
Okay.
You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. No, you're not.
Well, speaking of death, I'm kind of seeing my life flash in front of me right now.
Do you really not pay any attention?
He fiddles with
phone
the...
Phone one.
He punches the buttons.
Channel... He wouldn't let you do it even if you wanted to.
No.
Channel 13.
Look, I'm going to complicate things. I'm going to give the number out again to get more calls. 201-209-9368.
Does he push any of these buttons?
He pushes...
Here comes Nick...
Oh, Nick, do you know how to do it?
Do I take this out of mono? Mike's in mono.
Okay, that stuff I don't know as far as taking.
All right, we'll
this.
Try it again. What'd I do wrong?
That's what I had. That, no. There you go.
What, and is this, it's up here?
That's your talk. That's who you're talking to. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Oh, Andy.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Book.
Do you know? This is where we are. This is where we are on the show. If you're just tuning in, Nick the Bard has just said. Nick the Bard has just said these words, the most frightening words I ever heard. We better get the book.
No, I thought this was the easy part.
Nick the Bard is frantically looking through notebooks. It's like a scene from Airplane when they're trying to land the plane. Oh, now he's waving these pages. I'm not touching them. I'm not touching those pages.
Oh, wait,
here's somebody yelling. I'm on the air.
I did it. Hi. You're
wait,
on the air.
Hi,
thanks Kelly, for being patient.
Kelly, do you know how to recreate that?
Just push.
So
push.
When my wife died some years
Whenever
ago.
Whenever you're ready, let me know.
Oh,
wait.
Oh,
now you have, okay, you have two people on the air.
Whichever one of you I accidentally drop, please call back, okay? Goodbye to you. Hello to you.
So you hung up randomly.
Absolutely. There's nothing professional. I don't get paid enough. All right, take it away, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You love the show.
You're welcome.
You love the show. Wait, he's telling the story about how someone died. Okay,
anyway,
sir.
So it's very similar to your story when everyone's crowding around the bed and the guy is mumbling and everyone leans in to hear what he has to say and his last words are, take your foot off the tube.
Can you understand that?
Oh, take your foot off the tube. Do you believe that story?
No, that's a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke.
This show is going so awesome.
It doesn't matter.
Will you call me again?
It's so, no, you know, listen, whatever goes wrong, it's certainly not your fault.
Well, no, you know what's great is by the time you call me to be on the air with you again, you've completely forgotten how I completely, like, I step
you're doing
on
great.
You
no, you're
when
doing
you're
great.
Talking. All right,
you're a dream.
All right, let's go for it.
I'm going to hook up with other female African-American hosts.
Hi, you're on the air.
And thus, we are the most diverse station in New Jersey.
Let's see if they're there.
Oh, hey, you're on the air. You love the show.
And for my final trick.
Is this Jim the Poet?
Oh, no.
Oh,
wait.
My God. This is going like a shut up weirdo.
I know, because we're not screening. 201-209-9368. Oh, we have our screener now
yeah,
in place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kyle in New Hampton.
See, there you go. Chicks.
Are
chicks
real
will
deal.
Not joke around.
Well, they might joke, but they're legitimate callers.
Yes. You got to love them. It's
Hi,
why
New
I love
Hampton.
Them.
How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You love the show.
It's okay, yeah.
No, thanks. Thank you. I'll take it. Why is that funny?
Because it's so cute.
Because it's so damn true. She
so
can't,
my father's
she's
last
so
was
honest.
Me?
She's so honest, she can't even playfully say these words. I love the show. That's how honest she is. She can't bring herself.
That's a really strong term.
Yeah. She can't bring herself. She saves the word love for when she means it.
There's no overcommittal.
Will you call me the minute you do love the show, if you ever do? Okay, I'm sorry. When who was. Did you lose your parent? I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Yeah, the last thing that my father ever said to me
was
you're a pain in the ass.
Now, is that a true story?
It's 100% true.
And did you take it to heart? Did it hurt you?
Oh, I'm a pain in the ass.
Can't you tell? I mean.
I guess. So, you know, it sounds like your father, even at the end, he respected your
boundaries.
No, he respected your. He knew you. It sounds like you had a great relationship with him, and even at the end, he could tease you, and it was his way of saying I love you.
Okay.
Would you don't agree with that?
No, no. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I love him for that. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. No. He was an awesome guy. Absolutely.
You know what? I believe it just from that story. I really do. I'm not joking.
What was his name?
Harry.
Well, right now you're in the running for our WFMU famous last words bumper sticker. Wouldn't that be great?
Just because I'm a pain in the ass. That's
Wouldn't
awesome.
That be great if your father posthumously won you a bumper sticker.
I'll put it on his tombstone.
You could put it You could.
That is so great.
We would be honored, wouldn't
we? Definitely.
Yeah, I'd be honored to have a bumper sticker on his tombstone.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for
calling.
You're
welcome. Thank you. Have a great
night.
Okay,
so bye. Harry, pain in the ass. Wait, how do we know? What if she wins? How do we get her the bumper sticker?
I haven't figured that out yet.
She'll have to call back.
I figured something will happen.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Are you now capable of taking calls?
I think I got it.
201-209-9368. So you don't have any stories to add to our little conversation.
I have only thought about tombstones. I have not thought, and I'm
last words.
Unfortunately, I haven't honed my skill set for that moment.
Have you ever been in a room where someone passed away?
That's what I'm getting at. No, I like.
Are your parents still with us? You want to check?
Yeah. No, my dad's like, he's been out of my life for a long time. So I assume he might be dead, but I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know.
You don't know if your dad is alive or not?
Correct. But I'm pretty sure he is.
You're pretty sure he's passed?
No, I'm pretty sure he's alive. I think it would trickle down somehow.
Someone would have mentioned if he passed.
Yeah. But he's only like married and that's it. He doesn't talk to anyone, so.
Now, can I ask you some personal questions?
You want to delve into this?
I would. If you heard your dad pass tonight, would it?
I don't know.
Would it rock your world?
I think it would.
Would it mean something to you?
I think it might mean something to me in like 6 months. You know, like I think it would take me a little while to process because I've thought about it. Like,
right?
Will I go to the funeral? My brother brought up. Well, we won't even know he's in the ground. Like, will
what if you did hear? What if you did hear in time that? Do you know where he is?
I would do what I did when I was a senior in high school. I would go to the damn prom. I'd go to the funeral just so I didn't regret it later.
You know what? I'm glad you have your brother in your life.
Why?
Because it sounds like you have someone to
balance the crazy.
To balance the crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're not with your dad.
Oh, it's okay. He was a good dad, and then he just disappeared, so it was okay.
And I've become sort of a father figure to you.
Don't go crazy, Andy. You're kind of like a retarded brother. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, me?
Hey, have you met my co-host, Kelly?
I have not met her personally.
The one who just called me retarded, my beloved co-host. 201-209-9368. Thanks for calling. And do you have a story?
Yeah. Some years ago, my wife was dying. She was in the hospital.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
It was years ago.
Okay.
And she had, you know, numerous family members around her. And her mother was leaving, and she was saying, now, if anything happens, call us, blah, blah, blah. And and she was saying that to me. And my wife, Margaret, looked at her mother and said, Mother, I am not dying. That was it.
I'm letting you respond first.
Wait, who said I'm not dying?
His wife, who was
dying.
In the process of passing away.
That's right.
Oh, God.
But I like her spirit. She's got a fighting spirit.
So do I.
Yeah, exactly. That makes me love her. That makes me love her so much. That's kind of a sweet memory.
And did she pass that night?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. But she sounds like a character.
That's right.
Oh, good. Well, that's a great memory to carry with you.
That's right.
Maybe Ken was right.
What, you think these are morbid stories?
A little bit. Like, to start the call, realizing that I suddenly feel terrible that someone's talking about someone they love passing away.
Well, I'm sorry to correct you. I believe the call started with you calling me your retarded brother.
I heard that.
Yeah, and then we went into the story.
But caller, just so you know,
it couldn't get worse.
Andy usually calls me whore, so it's...
I do not.
Yeah, we had the whore retard show. Don't you remember that?
No, I do not. It never happened. 201-209.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks very much for the call.
We're not even getting names.
No.
That's your job.
These are too sad. These
I made it happen within the first half hour of the show. I made calls go on the air. So.
201-209-9368. So we're taking story. We're listening to stories. If you heard or witnessed or heard secondhand some memorable last lines.
Final words.
Do you think? I guess people know. I guess they kind of sometimes know, right?
Do you think if you were on your way out, would you fight the whole way? I'd be like, just
Well, if I was 98, I'd feel I had my run.
Well, that caller was youthful. I'm assuming his wife had not had her full.
You mean would I rage against the dying of the light?
It's surprising to me how
Dylan Thomas would have it.
Some people are they're really so tough.
Well,
you know,
I guess
they don't
feel
well. They're very sick, but they're still like.
I think if you have things to live for and things to do, it's a different equation.
All right, you ready for another bummer story? you're on the air.
You're right, but how can I?
Hi, Kelly.
Should I?
Hi, who's this?
This is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I'll say hello to you too.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait.
My dad passed away.
Oh, you're right, Kelly. This is the worst.
Ago.
I'm sorry about for your loss.
That's okay. I loved him, but he's gone.
Loved him too.
His entire life, he had this thing about us kids touching the thermostats in the house. Couldn't touch them. They were his domain.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd freak out. He was on his, seriously. The last word he said to me was, "Don't touch the thermostat." And then he died.
I love him. Oh, I love him.
He obviously
that's the greatest. That I can so relate to that.
That's the legacy.
No, I can so relate to that because I have all these stupid rules around the house, and I would worry. I would worry that once I'm gone. Like even if I was going to the supermarket, I would say it. So here I am leaving for all eternity. I would certainly say it. Don't touch the thermostat. And then you know what's so sweet? Your dad's dying. You're at his bedside. You know what you have to say? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, caller. You had to say,
promise.
"I won't, Dad.
I promise.
I will not
I
touch
said,
the thermostat."
I said that, and the rabbi was actually. The rabbi from hospice was sitting there with me, and the rabbi was like, "What is going on?" So,
okay.
I had no explanation. Anyway, but that's what.
Oh well,
that's
you're in the running for the big bumper sticker.
We don't put know on how your we're going to send.
Put on your dad's tombstone at the unveiling. Okay.
Rob, sorry, your dad passed away, but great memory.
Hey. Yeah.
Bye.
Hey guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, when you go to that guy's house and it's a little chilly,
or hot,
do you think he says, "I'm sorry, I cannot touch the thermostat"?
My father passed 15 years
ago. I promise, my old man, on his deathbed.
That made me happy.
That did?
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're rolling. Now we're into it. 201-209-9368. Hey, if you have a story to share, if you heard or witnessed a... a memorable,
someone dying in
a
front
memorable
of you.
Last words
someone
from a loved
you've
one.
Loved.
Yeah, tell us about it. We want to hear about their last minutes on this earth, on this mortal coil. That's what we want to hear on our comedy show.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
I don't know either.
You know, your real co-host, he might have some foresight into these things.
I know he lost his dad not too long
ago.
Yeah,
that was a big. Big. Did you go to that funeral?
Had a great time.
Oh, my God.
Had a great time.
You didn't go to
Ken's
dad.
I did.
You didn't? I went. I didn't see you.
There was
like literally 500 people there.
Can I tell you the truth? I was in such a great mood, and I went to the funeral, and it kind of brought me down. kind of a bummer. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is that what happened? That's so unlikely.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I went to his dad's funeral.
You didn't go.
Well, I was kind of half hoping I was mentioned in the will, but that didn't happen.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Here comes.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I cheated. I used preservatives. Bye.
Bye, listener David.
How do you know who that is?
Dodged a bullet.
Wait, how do you know who that is?
Because listener David called. This guy's so awesome. He calls.
Yeah?
My answering machine. My bookkeeping answering machine.
And wait, he's a friend of yours?
He leaves me. He's a listener, a longtime listener.
Of whose?
Of, I think, the station on the whole. And he leaves me these big, long messages, and he invites me to things, but... I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of the ladies at FMU
have
get
have you
this
ever met him
attention.
In person?
No,
Kelly,
but...
Kelly, don't let this one get away. Kelly, this could be your last shot. What do you know about David?
I had my last shot. And
what do you know about David? He sounded kind of funny. You're a little unstable?
Maybe.
That will keep you on your toes.
Creative.
Yeah, that'll keep you on your toes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Andy. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Frank.
Hi, Frankie.
You know, I got to tell you,
you're
the
calling
station
him,
is hilarious.
You're calling
the
him.
The show that preceded you, the yeah. woman who was speaking briefly about her cat who died.
Monica?
And I felt so badly. Yeah, she actually broke down in tears and, you know, it took like a minute to compose herself.
Yeah.
And then here
I didn't
you guys are
moment.
Like half an hour later in stitches over all these people dying. It's
I feel guilty about it.
No, don't at all. It's quite
but,
a...
But,
Frank, I'll let Monica
it's all
know.
Part of the human comedy. Am I right, Kelly?
But you know what I told your screener? What happened to me was I was present when my daughter was born, like in the room and actually caught her. We had a midwife and everything.
Yes, sir.
She just came flying out of there?
It was awesome.
Okay.
It was so mind-boggling. And then some years later,
right?
I was present sitting next to my father when he died.
I'm sorry to hear. Sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you. But it was just so funny to think I was present at the beginning and at the very end of the lives of two people who were, like, the most important to me.
That's pretty cool.
It really was, you know? And every once in a while I think about it and just think how lucky I was.
You were. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree.
Yeah.
I have to say it. Just,
and I can't
it sounds sort of run-of-the-mill kind of routine.
Because we were just conversing, you know, and he kind of just closed his eyes and passed.
And you don't remember his? You don't remember his last words?
Okay. Enjoying your show. Thanks.
That means the world.
Thanks, Frank. Have a
okay,
good
bye.
Night. Congratulations on the birth of your baby, and sorry and the, about your copy.
Now I have to say, the guy.
I
don't want to belittle his story, but.
You will.
It's not the most remarkable thing to be there for the birth of a child and then the death of a parent.
No, but babies...
doesn't seem worth remarking on.
Babies are good after a death. Because then yeah. you're like, oh, life, baby.
Circle of life.
Yeah. It cheers you up, even if you're super sad. As long as it's not your own baby.
And as long as your reaction isn't really, oh, life, baby. As long as you really never say that out loud in a maternity ward.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, life, baby. Kelly, we're going to ask you to step outside. All right. So that was Frankie with not the best story we ever heard.
A little anecdotal gem.
Yeah.
But not that was cute.
Not the most riveting tale we've ever heard.
I wonder.
I was there at the birth of my daughter. I was there when my father passed.
But we do have Rob.
Oh, we have another call?
No, the thermostat.
Yeah, don't touch the thermostat.
The thermostat is clearing away the winner.
201-209-9368. I do really relate to Rob's late father.
Because are you like a thermostat Nazi?
Well, I have two rules.
You guys should compete. Ken's the Nazi here. There's like a plastic box over the thermostat on the fourth floor with a key and everything.
Well, you know, it costs money.
Well, it's just everyone goes at it.
Yeah.
Up, down, up, down.
Yeah. You know, the money Ken skims from the marathon is very important to him. And he doesn't want to be wasting it on air conditioning.
What do you guys usually do at this point in the program?
Well, I just
pray
curl up in the corner.
A bullet.
I'm often in that corner. Curled up.
I hear Nick interrogating the next caller.
Yeah,
so
that's a treat.
I'm just waiting for that
hey,
little
you know what we should do? Wait.
Okay,
blinking. Hold on. Seriously, you know what I've never done, even with Ken? This will make my day. Listen to this. The next caller is talking to Nick, is telling his story to Nick, right?
Yeah.
Let's, instead of having the caller come in, instead of talking to the caller, let's bring Nick in and have Nick relate the story.
Okay.
Nick has heard the guy's story.
How do we tell him to?
I'll get Nick in. Okay, you tell me. Hold on.
He's still
on. Okay, now
this
he's screening this next
caller. He's screening this caller.
Okay. I can hear him yelling at the car, scaring them away.
Does he have a microphone over there?
No, but we'll get him in. Once he hears the story, I want to hear it secondhand. I want to hear it through Nick.
Okay.
This would be a great
show.
Yeah, no, this would be. Wait, oh, the caller. We lost the caller.
I'm the vessel. Oh, well.
Because he heard me?
Get him in here now.
Hey, Nick. Nick. Nick the board.
Come hither.
Come in here, son.
Get on the mic.
You come in here, son. We want to talk to you for a second. So, what happened to that last caller, son? You don't have to worry about your headphones.
You don't have to worry about headphones. I'm on the radio. I'm a radio professional. I need to worry about headphones.
I'm with you.
Isn't professional a funny word?
Listen, we like to pretend here at FMU.
Okay, yeah, it is fun to pretend. Okay, yes, Nick, you're a radio professional. Kelly,
hey, I
just told Nick he was a radio professional.
I have a show. Don't forget.
Yeah, oh, God.
Okay. I've called screen for two shows.
Yeah.
Yep. No, your resume is very impressive, son. Hey, listen, what was that last caller?
My people like my part in the WFMU documentary Sex and Broadcasting more than they like yours.
It was very poignant. Your part was very poignant. Did you see that movie?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so, Nick, what was the last call? Did he tell you a story?
He wanted to know where to send his music to the station.
So it wasn't about anyone's last words or anything.
Well, it was almost his last words. So he called three times. That was the third time he called. I couldn't understand him the first two times.
Yeah, you had
then
trouble.
Then he called me a bad word on the third call.
He called you a name.
This is why we call screen, Andy.
Yeah.
And then I told him very sternly that I am a call screener for a talk show.
So do you want Nick to get back on the line?
I guess get back in the cage and then get back in the call screening cage. And we'll just resume this. Yeah, we're gonna
in here.
I want to hear you relate a story. The next great story we hear will be.
So we don't want to talk to any more people?
It's Operation Don't Talk to Any More People.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how we do. 201-209-9368. But don't hang up on them, Nick, because maybe they want to elaborate after your version of it. They want to correct you. 201-209-9368. We've been trading stories about our loved ones' last words, last moments. Some of them are funny.
Some
of them are touch the heart.
Sweet.
Right? You find yourself laughing, but then you find yourself wiping away a little tear. Right, Kelly?
That's it. I like your latest twist on the show.
Thanks. And
it's like story time now.
Yeah, story time. I just want to hear Nick relate a story. 201-209-9368. Give us a call. We've had...
Have you had any more time to think about what your last words would be, besides don't touch the thermostat?
Well, you know, I'm pretty quick on my feet. I'm going to just see what the deal is.
This is if you can do more than mumble. You know, we could get, like, dementia and be talking gibberish.
Do you want to know actually what a fear I actually have?
Yeah, I do.
Like, to be honest with you?
I'll tell you my fear if you tell
okay.
me yours.
Okay, I have...
Is it a death fear?
Yeah, it is. It is a death fear. I have five...
Wait. Uh-huh, yeah. You will go anyway except, like, as long as you don't go out on this particular way.
No. It's not how I die. My fear is, and this is it's an actual concern of mine. You know, I have five kids.
Diaper rash.
It's not diaper rash. So you're not invited to a lot of parties, I guess. No, it's not diaper rash.
Okay. Go on.
I can't remember what I was saying now.
Your
I've got
fear.
Diaper rash in
you
my
have
head.
Five
children. I have five kids.
I know what
my fear is. I will call one of them by the wrong name.
So don't say names.
That's just my absolute fear. I'll be a little confused. I'll be maybe... Hey, maybe groggy,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I will
do
have
you
dementia.
Often are all five?
And then even worse. You know what would be even worse than that? God forbid. Okay, I love my ex-wife. I love my children from my ex-wife, but Beth is my soulmate, and I'm we're committed to her.
Of course.
My absolute fear would be. Oh my God, it'd be horrible. If Beth is there and I say I love you, Mary, or if Mary's there, I call her Beth. I mean, or if the kids are there and I have the wrong names for them, or this would be even worse. What if this is my other real fear? What if I remember Rachel's name, but forget Julie's name?
They'll have an awesome...
That will haunt them.
They'll have to call into a talk show like 10 years after you're gone and tell how they're...
I don't know. I think I'm just...
They're not sure that you ever really loved
them. And then here's my absolute worst fear. And then what if I call Julie by the wrong name or forget her name or Josh's name? What if I call them by the wrong name and then I realize it but have lost the ability to apologize and correct myself?
Make sure
and my last thoughts on this earth were... Oh, damn.
I know how to fix this.
I don't know. And then you want to hear this other weird fear I have, and this will make you just...
Yeah, but let me tell you how to fix the first
okay, but
problem.
Here's my other one.
All right.
Now that I'm rolling.
Since you can help yourself.
I really think about what the last song on earth I will hear. And I'm so afraid it's going to be Maggie May.
Like Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't want it to be Maggie May.
It could be worse than that.
I'm just afraid I'll go to eternity, if there's a heaven, and it'll be in my head.
Well, it won't.
So those are my real fears.
Oh my God.
Those are real things.
All right. For the kids.
Yeah.
As you get older.
Number them.
Yeah, whenever they're around, make them wear their name t-shirts.
I should.
Remember when we were little and they'd like you'd have like your name across the shoulder of the back of your shirt?
You mean like the Musketeers?
Yeah. Tattoo their foreheads.
I'll just kind of use
name tags.
I'll just kind of use kind of vague pronouns.
Just do what I do. When
you're
I
a good girl.
Hey, you.
You're a good girl. You've always been a good girl.
What's up?
If you, in fact, are one of my daughters, you're a good, and not a nurse, and not my day nurse, you are a good daughter.
Yeah, but you could be calling the nurse.
I am so afraid of that. I'm so afraid of saying.
It's going to happen.
To the nurse. Like, what if the nurse name is Kelly? I'm so afraid of saying...
I'm not doing it.
No, you wouldn't do it. Although I'd be honored.
I'm not bathing you or...
Even if I ask, even if it's a real... I'm really stuck. Kelly, the night nurse just quit. Kelly, please. Kelly, just one shift. You wouldn't come?
I'd read to you.
Kelly, your retarded brother is dying. I was there in your life. I've been there. I'm a big part of your life.
Yeah, like you would, you know, help me to the bathroom.
If you were dying?
You'd, you know, wipe my kaplachnik or something for me if I was really in bad shape.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
You'd just be like,
I would
work it out.
I would hand you.
Hands and tears.
I would hand you a wet dish rag at the end of a the end of a long pole.
I'm glad you think so sanitary.
No, I wouldn't be there for you. But you're a better person than me.
I agree to you.
Thank you.
I am a better person than you.
What if I'm unconscious?
You know, I'm actually not so sure about that.
You are a better person.
Now that I've gotten to know you.
No, I think you're a better person. Oh, I know you are. You just saying I'd read to you is a sweet little thing. What if you come over and read something and I just hate it, but I can't stop you? These are all just things that I think about.
It's just not going to be fun, no matter how you look at it. Just keep saying the same thing over and over till you take your last breath.
I will. Oh, that's a great. Oh, now that's good advice. You mean come up with a great line?
Just keep saying it. Until
one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'll just keep saying that.
That last gaseous emission leaves your body.
What should I say?
I don't know.
And away we go. Is that good? Is that funny? And away we go. Wait, here's another concern.
Because
as long as you're asking.
It's so silly and lighthearted. It's
what if I say, and away we go, and everyone gets a laugh. Everyone laughs, and I know, wow, that's a great last line. That'll be pretty memorable. But then I don't die for 3 days. I can't talk again.
You just have to tell them to say that was your
and what if I come up with a great zinger, but then I don't die? It's not the day to die. These are all real concerns.
You know, you have fears of calling people the wrong name. I just hope someone's in the room.
You don't want to die alone?
Oh, no.
Baby. Aw.
Well.
You have an extended family here.
Kind of.
You must have close, dear friends. Your brother that you mentioned?
I'll make Ken come over. Well, he may go before me. He's got 10 years on me.
We'll take care of you, baby.
What do you think Ken's last words are going to be?
I don't know. I don't care. Ken's last words. I hope he'll tell us where all the money he's squirreled away is.
He's going to say, I love you, Andy. I didn't mean it.
I hope he comes clean and tells us where the money is. All the money that should have gone to the station.
Is this like a constant thing you rib him about? I like how the show has digressed into you and I just sitting here talking about nothing.
I think, remember the end of Bridge over the River Kwai? When he realized he built the bridge?
He built the bridge?
Remember he built the bridge for the Japanese?
And then he blew it up.
Yeah, his last words, he realized at the very end of his life that he had helped the enemy.
Oh, I don't remember.
And the very end of the movie, his last words, my God, what have I done?
Yeah,
and he falls on the plunger and blows it up.
That's right.
I like to think that will be Ken's last words. He will realize what this station has perpetrated on the world. Oh, my God, what have I done?
Although I think Ken may be asking himself that these days.
Yeah, my God, what have I done? So calls have stopped?
Oh, is that part of
this? Oh, you know why calls have stopped? Because I made a horrible mistake. I told people that they wouldn't get on the air, that it would be repeated.
Well, we can change that, because obviously that didn't work.
If you do call, we'll definitely put you on the air. We will not have Nick, retell your story.
Nick's that last instruction.
201-209-9368. We would love, genuinely love to hear any recollections you have.
At least one of us would genuinely like to hear.
Any bittersweet, of a loved one's last words.
And
it must be a great feeling.
Go crazy.
No, they don't. 201-209-9368. We scared people away. It must be great to get a great zinger off at the end, or just have a really pithy...
I don't think you can really plan it. I think it has to just happen. Maybe you have, like... Maybe right before the end...
Yeah.
You kind of have this, like...
Epiphany?
Epiphanictic moment.
An epiphanictic moment?
Yeah.
Where just it all becomes crystal clear?
Yeah. And, like, you know, the creative juices just flow and you say something magical.
You know, Beth's mom, she said her thank you and then didn't pass for 4, maybe 5 days. And Beth thinks that she was kind of...
Are you kidding? You're teasing.
No, it was 4 or 5 days.
Oh, those were her last words.
Those were her last words, but she didn't pass until the end of
right
the week.
Like, right that moment.
Yeah,
okay.
And Beth's theory is that her mom, I think she might be right, was actually enjoying the peace of it, like the coasting, you know?
You know...
Was just kind of enjoying... letting go.
Yeah, okay.
She was at peace.
My grandmother moved to Arizona as she got older. She always lived in New Jersey. And I went to visit her, and she was definitely failing.
Right.
And she just sort of stopped engaging with us. But she sat sort of with a smile, like, I've got it figured out, and you idiots don't know what you're doing.
You mean that family gathering?
Yeah, and she kind of...
She would just kind of witness what you were doing. But not engage.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out if she was not fully coherent or if she was preparing herself. This was the disengagement process.
And is she still with us?
No, she passed on.
And what were her last words?
I don't know. I was in New Jersey and she was in Arizona. Probably something like, if I was there, she'd make a comment about my fat ass. She's always talking about my butt.
Dear God.
Yeah, she'd always say,
well,
did you lose weight?
Well, that's sweet.
I'd say, no, I'm as fat as I was last time. And she'd say, your butt looks smaller, is like a backhanded compliment. It was just her way of telling me I needed to lose weight.
So you don't miss the woman much.
Actually, I do. Isn't that funny? I don't miss people at all, but I miss her a little bit. Yep. Because she was
baby.
A character. She was like one of these zany grannies. She's always saying, she would tell me that she could tell who lived, what, like, ethnicity or religion someone was based on the way their house was painted from the exterior.
You mean she could drive down the street?
Yeah, and be like,
and say,
Jews live there. Blacks live there.
Yeah.
it's like
a party trick.
Like, man, like,
yeah.
Slow your roll.
Oh, that's pretty great. Pretty amazing. It's like a magic trick. Wow. It's like a superpower. I'm sure the police used her on difficult cases. We know the perpetrator was Korean. Bring in the old lady. Drive around the block. We know she lived in this square mile.
Which house was it?
But we don't know which house it is.
Which house was it, Nan?
We'll drive you around. We'll drive slow. We're looking for a Korean family.
But it cracked me up because she was so committed to her belief.
Gotta love her.
Yeah, you had to love her or murder her.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe you didn't have to love her. 201-209-9368. Well, no one else is going to call.
No, just plug the show.
I'm plugging the show, but I think I scared him off with that stupid Nick idea.
And then we completely ignored the fact that the phones weren't ringing. So bring it, you know.
I don't know how.
Wrestle it back together.
I don't know how. All I can do is I'll give the number one more time. 201-209-9368. We only have 9 more minutes, but wait, actually less because our theme song is
short.
It is.
It's a minute and a half.
Okay, so hold on. We have 9 minutes. Hold on, I will. I need a Korean boy. We need Nan.
Can you do
to
math?
Find the Korean boy.
Math with time is hard, Andy.
Hold on. I can do this. 10 minutes. Wait, we have 9 minutes and a minute and a half.
I need a Korean boy.
Hold on. I need seven and a half
minutes. You say stuff I won't even say.
What? Oh, that Asian kids are good at math? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty controversial. Yeah. You don't want to be caught saying that out loud. Yeah. Wow, they'll burn you at the stake.
Okay, well then, at least it's still funny when you say it.
Yeah.
Because that one's been around a long time.
This station drives me crazy. No one talks honestly in this station. People are so afraid.
No, I don't know about that.
It's like the big eggshell station.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Well, you're just saying that because you're African American and you feel you have the license to comment on things, and I can't.
Yeah, I can.
And that is how we diversify WFMU. Who else is African American? Let's just name them. Go down the list. Irwin? Let's say he's black. There, that's two. Name another one.
Monica.
Monica, she's black. Let's just say she's black. Disabled.
Liz.
Yeah, disabled black woman. Who else? That's how you do it. It's done. It's radio. You can say anything.
Scott Williams.
Yeah, black guy.
Asian.
Asian guy. Let's say Asian. Done. Done and done. Check him off. And now we have the most diverse. It's a rainbow. It's a big rainbow coalition here at WFMU. No one will know.
Okay.
It's radio. Why not take advantage of it being radio? Hey, Ken, if you're listening, I just solved your affirmative action problem.
We don't have one of those.
No. Lord knows. We don't have one of those. Wow. Okay. So
is this going as well as you had hoped?
Yeah, it's great.
Don't you have fun in your bad shows just as much as your
good? Yeah, this is great. I've been doing this a long time. This is fantastic.
Do you care? Because I don't really care. I mean,
you know what? You know what?
I kind of care, but not really.
You know what? I was reading. Somebody sent me a review of 7 Second Delay.
Oh boy!
Recently, no, it was good. It was a good review.
Who?
It was an out of town. It was some blurb, just a blurb.
Mm-hmm.
But they called 7 Second Delay the flagship show.
Really?
Of WFMU.
And you wear that like a badge of honor?
No. It never even occurred to me that this show might be of some importance.
What does that mean exactly?
I mean, this is the show that
all the other talk shows are compared.
No, that this is the show that this is. I guess I don't know what it meant, but it did strike me. I wondered if the
it's a very serious compliment.
Yeah, no, I was kind of flattered and scared by it and perplexed by it. But I think Sharpling for a while was the flagship show. He was the face of the station. I don't think I can't. That this show can't.
He's black.
Yeah, let's just say he's black. Done and done.
He's half and half.
Perfect. Love that.
I don't even know you call that now.
Well, you call it Obama. He's an Obama.
He's mixed race.
Yeah. Done and done. So easy to say. Problem solved. Diversity problem solved.
I don't
want to
talk about diversity anymore.
Yeah,
I know.
You get uncomfortable.
Ken holds me accountable for the stuff I say.
Oh. Don't be scared of Ken.
He yelled at me once because I must have said that I wanted the U.S. to drop like a bomb on Iraq or something.
Yeah.
He was like, you can't say that on the air. And I was like, why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's true.
Yeah. But why? Wait, what does freeform radio mean to Ken? I'd love to hear his definition of it. Freeform radio. DJs can do whatever they want unless I'm uncomfortable.
Well,
unless
if I get in trouble, I'm just totally blaming you.
Now, what was that call? It went away?
Oh, there was something happening?
Yeah. You want to try to get one more call? 201-209.
Yeah, let's go for like
9368.
5-6 minutes.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Repeat the topic because someone.
Oh, well, we're just reminiscing about our loved ones' last moments. If they said something memorable or
because your
funny.
Mother-in-law recently passed and her last words were
she said thank you. Yeah.
And
I always thought I would want on my tombstone, these words, wow, period, and then the words thank you. Wow, thank you.
That's really serious.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about the world.
My epitaph would be, she was well rested, because I love to sleep.
You do?
Yeah.
That's your hobby?
That's my thing.
That's your thing?
That's my thing.
It's good to have a thing.
Just getting a lot of sleep.
She was well rested.
Like, I like naps.
So you couldn't be more happy once you pass. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, like the life I led was like easygoing and
right. It wasn't frantic.
No, right. Like
you took your time. You moved at your own pace.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to
thank you
to be remembered.
I'm surprised. What was your last word plan? Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
No. Wow.
On my tombstone.
And away we go.
Away we go is my last word.
I think that could go on the tombstone.
And away we go.
Yeah.
Actually, Jackie Gleason used to say, and away we go, at the end of...
And away we go.
I think he used to say at the beginning of every show, yeah. Yeah.
Into the final torturous 4 minutes of...
Hey, if you enjoy sleep, you'll enjoy this story. I've had sleep apnea for years.
Do you
have sleep apnea?
If they could bottle whatever I got, it would solve the world of its sleep problems.
Because you really know how to sleep?
I can't. I sleep too much. I can't.
But you know what I do now? I have a little... oxygen.
Machine.
Yeah.
You have a mask with a tube, like Alien. Well, Predator. You're like Predator.
I guess I'm like Predator. And it doesn't look, I'm not saying it's the coolest looking thing.
Is it hard to sleep with
I'm getting used to it. But
thing on your face?
I'm getting used to it, but it's important to me in my marriage because it seems to be solving the snoring problem.
Oh, yeah. You could die if you snoring next to someone who's trying to sleep.
Yeah. So this is addressing that. So that is, it's
there's
a
another
miracle.
Way. What, two bedrooms.
Dying first?
Two bedrooms.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Why do people have to sleep together?
I don't know. I mean, we have two houses. I mean, so, I really snore.
So we is it hard
house,
to sleep?
We have a house two blocks away.
Seriously?
Okay. Yeah, when I'm snoring. The snoring house.
You are totally teasing me, right?
I'm teasing. I'm making a very, very, very funny joke.
It was kind of a good idea.
What, a snoring house?
Yeah, if you bought the house next door. Or you had like a what do you call it? A mother-daughter?
What's that, a second house?
No, it's a single family home, but it has like two...
A detached home? Or just, you mean a guest room?
But it's more, it's like got a kitchenette and...
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's your mom's come to live with you because she's getting older and she doesn't need like the full on house, so you put her in the little...
Well, that happens too. Yeah, no, in the past when I snore loudly and Bethy can't sleep, yeah, no, I have to move out.
And there's a knife in your chest?
No, yes, no, she needs her sleep and I keep her
so
awake.
You can sleep with the thing
but
on
this
your face.
Thing, I'm learning to do it. I don't know why I didn't do it 10 years ago.
So when you wake up, are you super tired and you're like, oh,
I'm feeling
my God.
Much better. I used to have to nap every afternoon.
Oh, wow.
But now I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking. Hey, look at that sweet, sweet, look at that sweet, sweet clock.
Nick better get his sweet buns in here to transfer it up to Do It For Me, Subron.
Oh, they're doing it upstairs?
Coming up next.
Hey, Subron, one of the great African-American broadcasters.
She is.
Hey, Nick, thanks for helping out.
All
and
right,
Veronica,
see.
Who I owe a call to, thanks for helping out. And Kelly, you are a lifesaver. You're a godsend. Beep, 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 a godsend. Beep, beep,
beep. I know.
When was the last time someone called you a godsend?
Every day.
Not always.
And this is our bizarre, demented
long
theme
there
song.
There are stars above you.
Above.
Long as there
above.
Are stars. There are stars.
This is our theme song.
On.
It is now. For today's
and who do we
show.
Thank? What
you'll
listener? Montana Kelly.
To doubt.
Yeah, let's thank Montana.
I'll
I can't remember.
So sure
you've been listening
it,
to WFMU East Orange, WMFU
God
Mount Hope, and in Rockland County at 91.9. And finally on the internet at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Sue Braun. Do it for me. Ciao.
Isn't that just stunning?
God only knows. What I'd be without you. Without you. God only knows what I'd be. God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you. God only knows what God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you. God only knows.
Do it for me. Oh, I'm loud. I'm loud to me. I'm loud to me. WFMU, Freeform Radio. Welcome to the program. How you doing out there? Oh, I don't care. I can't even pretend to care. Welcome to Do It For Me. This has been such a banner week for me and everyone I know. As we all get, if we're not in the hell of limbo, the sort of semi-hell of limbo, I know hell is hell. And listen, hell is right here on Earth. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that, but then there's another place called limbo where the hell on Earth keeps repeating itself over and over, just keeps looping. So I've been in that particular place, and... Oh, the cherry was topped off this week, let me tell you. But we are here. Do It For Me. Hello, listeners. My name is Sue Braun. I am joined by an inimitable team, and I've already forgotten their names. Is there anybody out there? Hello? Starts with an L. Starts with an L. Well, yeah.
Leech.
Sorry.
That's my name.
Sorry. Leech. Technocrat Leech is here. With
Sharam.
Sharam. Is that, are you bringing that sort of ISIS stuff into the show?
No, it's more like a shalom.
Oh, okay. Shalom aleikum.
Sharam. Sharam aleikum.
Shroom aleikum. folks, what Leech does is... can you explain?
I run video for
this
here ship.
Okay. Ship.
So we broadcast off of the poop deck. on, which is on the stern.
Right.
And we send out video signals on Ustream, and you can find it. Excuse you.
Sorry.
You can find it on WFMU.org on the homepage, probably.
Probably.
And on the apps and on
And in
Ustream.
Your butt. In your butt. Don't forget your butt.
Don't ever forget.
Don't forget in your behind. Thanks to Liz Berg and Ruth for helping out with the video portion, getting that up and running, if in fact it is, and we hope so. If you don't see it on WFMU.org, click playlists and comments. Also go to Ustream, WFMU. There's a myriad of ways to ignore this show. And one of the best things that you can do to ignore what's going on here today, what will unfold, is to not call in. Like you typically don't, 201-536-9368, 201-536-9368. This is a forum for you, again, to do it for me, Sue Braun, joined by Technocrat Leech and Nick the Bard, who is aching emotionally to pick up on you, the caller, 201-209. That's wrong. I already done. Show's over. 201.
Pack it up, everybody.
Yep, done. Can't. Numbers, they elude me. It's been a lifelong struggle.
It's the foundation of our existence, you don't really care.
Let me talk about my my eighth grade math teacher, Mr. Cronin, from the worst school in New Jersey, the Bordentown Regional School Organism, which is garbage. That whole town is garbage. But anyway, he failed me. He was busy flirting with the cute
girls.
Wait,
did he fail you? He failed you emotionally and supportively, or you literally?
On every level. And before that, the year before that, I had Miss DiPietro, same crap garbage school system filled with, like, it's like a bucket of trash, all white colored.
Garbage in, garbage out. That's what I say.
And this is an old story, and I repeat it often because this is why I have trouble with numbers. She slapped her ruler on my desk very close to my hand when I pointed out her incorrectness in identifying an obtuse angle over an acute angle. She had her terms confused, and I just noted that out loud. And I've learned this week that I can never be right.